First of all,
I'm sorry, what
page? Kuf Gimel. Number Tesvov. Page Kuf Gimel Tesvov. Lo yomu psukei dezimra bimerutze. Not to say psukei dezimra fast. Ki in benachas. Slowly and patiently and deliberately. Shezeh ki ilu mevaze shivcho shemokin. See if a person is mevaze. Let's have a look at this inside, maybe. Person, not to go fast. I saw something in the Dershu as well in here. Nun Aleph Samach Ches.
We're talking about from Baruch Shama
until Yishtabach. Not to say it too fast, to say it slowly. Nun Aleph Simun Ches. This is a lashon of the Shulchan. Ein oimim hazmiras bimerutza ki'im benachas. Say it slowly and patiently. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shelo yadaleg shum teva. Don't miss out any word, or any, not to swallow any word. Elo yoytzim mipiv kilu moinem. At least you're counting out money. $100, $200. You're counting the money. That's how people count money, no? You don't swallow $100. You don't, you say it clearly. The kosav ben Yehuda chosid. Misha eino. I don't know why he brings it. Misha ain't a malubash hater. If someone's not dressed properly, in the wintertime, he hasn't got warm enough clothing. So maybe he'll skip the words because he's not dressed properly. So therefore, we could have that's something else separately. But I saw in the Dershu here at the side, he brings here something which is interesting, which I thought I mentioned to you. He says like this. The Meshav Zman Zmiyosk, look at this. How long should it take you to say Psuki de Zimra? Says the Prima Godin, half an hour. Wow. Mishnebuah says also half an hour.
Wow.
That's nearly double here. He's
double,
17
double.
Minutes.
15 minutes.
He's 17 minutes.
I also take 15 minutes.
The Rebbe's minion is 17 minutes.
Yeah. Kadeshia lead my
7 o'clock.
17. There are 10 things which the based in Shamayim put you in nidui, like condemn you for. You say the praises to HaKadosh, you chaplap the words.
Yeah.
You don't say the words clearly. Say the words clearly. Don't rush the words, but you have to give yourself at least 15 minutes. If you cut the time down to 8 minutes, 7 minutes, you're not going to be able to say it properly.
It's impossible. Unless you're going to gabble away. You're going to gabble
some
the
places,
words away and not do it properly.
I don't, yes. Say the words slowly, patiently, with meaning as well. If you say them with a passion, then you can say them carefully. If you say them without a passion, just it's a ritual, chant them, then it doesn't have any mean to it. So you gamble them off. You have to say it slowly. He says half an hour.
So who says half an hour?
Prima God brings down, and also Shulchan Achav says a half an hour.
And Shabbos, maybe.
No. So you can finish at the Kavayoshes, but you have to be careful with the words. And they menadi you from Shamayim. They put you in their nidu in Shamayim. Like if a person claps the praises of Kodesh Baruch Hu, say the words carefully and slowly. Next one. I think if you look at the clock, if you give 15 minutes, for me it's 15 minutes. If I have 15 minutes, I can say them slowly and properly, the words.
Right.
I know, maybe under as well, but 15, but you have to get there early on time. You get there earlier. You can't come up, 5 minutes before Yishtabach or something like that. When you say Baruch Shama, you should stand up and hold the tzitzis in your hand. Baruch Shama needs to stand up for it and hold the tzitzis.
There's a reason we do that. Actually, to hold the
sisters
and kiss them.
Yes, kiss them at the end of Baruch Shama.
Why is that?
I don't know why. It doesn't mean the reason why. What is the reason why? I don't know. Do you know the reason why? I don't know the reason why.
It's Kabbalistic or something like that.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know the reason why. I don't know. Let's go on.
I heard once, I can't remember if it was back in Yeshiva, but for Shema, you take the back ones. For Baruch Shema, you take the front ones.
Really?
Sorry, the
Just
sorry,
the back
Shema,
ones.
The, The Shema, you take all of them.
All of them? I only take the front two. The front two.
The front.
You don't take all of them for Shema. All of them for Shema?
The Shema. All the Shema, you take all four.
All
no?
of them. Yeah. All of them?
All four.
Just
no?
the front two. They take the front two.
That's a Baruch Shema.
Baruch Shema. All of them, you take all of them.
And Shema itself is four.
Four. Shema is four. I'm trying to remember yet, but I take four. You take four. Four. Baruch Shema is just the front two. Yes, front two. Yes. You take all four by Kriya Shema? Yes, all four. Yes, you take all four. Right. Vayboich David Yeshlamoid Atshirim Atohu Hashem Elokim. You stand up for Vayboich David until the word Atohu Hashem Elokim. Then you can sit down. But many people I've seen annoy from until the end of Yishtabach to stand up.
Yes.
And then you stand up.
Rav Shah brought this in Rav Shah on prayer. He also mentions it there, but I never saw it. Any of the shows that I've been to.
To what? To sit down for Matar
Shem Elokim? Also, yeah, he says the same as what Rav Hakanevsky is saying here, but in any shul I've been to, but it's a Kollel or Ashkenaz, everybody's
they stand
standing
up all the time until after Yishtabach.
Yeah.
Mm. According to the Gaon, I think the Gaon's minhag is to stand up for Baruch Shema and Yishtabach, and every time you get else to sit down, you only have to stand up for Yishtabach, Baruch Shema and Yishtabach, according to the Gaon. Yeah. You must concentrate on the words. Go back and start again from Poseach Es Yodecha. Poseach Es Yodecha needs kavona. No, you have to go back and go through it again. I once mentioned previously from Chaim Berlin, he mentioned a tshuva, he once mentioned it. He was so careful with that, but you know how many times you say Shem Hashem in Ashrei? Be careful of that as well. Tzadik Hashem b'chol tovachav, God El Hashem b'chol kov. All the time you're saying Shem Hashem, but for Pesach you have to have kavana for. Yishtabach yesh la'amoid. Number kof. Acha bochu dino kamo be'emsa ha'peiret. After, now you should know this, Rabbi, so many people don't know this halacha. After bochu, once you said bochu, it's as if you're in the middle of a peiret. You began already, you didn't begin yoytza'ah, but once you answer bochu, you already are in the next bracha. It's already included in the bracha. The reason why you say Baruch is to say straight away Yotza'ah. Someone who comes in late and doesn't come in for Yotza'ah, you have to, the Takonis of Baruch is to start straight away Yotza'ah. Well, the question is, what happens if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra? If you're in Pesukei Dezimra and you hear Baruch, then what happens then? You should really be already in Pesukei in Yotza'ah. That's the problem here. So I saw here, it reads down here, from the Dirushim, Nun Dalad. Look at this Lashon here. Yeah, if you're in Pesukei Dezimra and you hear Baruch, you answer Baruch, but really then you should stop and start from Yotza'ah, because Baruch is a continuation, continues in Yotza'ah. So what do?
I was actually wondering the opposite, like the start,
then you can answer both in the middle you can, but if you're in Pesukei Dezimra, where you have to start there straight away. But let me read out to you what he says here. I saw something inside it. Nun Dalad. Look at this lashon here. Nun Dalad, Sif Cotton Yud Gimel. Let me read it out to you. Many people don't know this halacha. Dafilu yochid lo yafsik. You shouldn't stop in the middle. The kind of kvar shot. Goma birchus yishtabach vo emel hatre birch. You say, oh, aber imu oisek adayim pesukei dezimra. If you're still in Pesukei Dezimra. You now come to daven, and you want to daven kaseda or Pesukei Dezimra. Well, let the Pesukei Liftar Pecha says, "B'shama Kaddish uBaruchu." Ain't in a bozekim sape. You have to have it in mind, though, that I'm not going to start Yotza'ah here. That's what Shlomo Zalman brings down. I saw he brings down here as well.
Shlomo Zalman,
if you're in Pesukei Dezimra, you're answering Baruchu.
So you still answer Baruchu, but you have in mind not to
start Yotza'ah. He brings down here from Halicha Shlomo. Your intention is not to start Yotza'ah. Then, as if you already began Yotza'ah, and you can't say Pesukei Dezimra anymore. you have to stop. If you didn't have that intention, then you have to start your tzara straight away afterwards. Yeah? As imata oneh stam boruchu, ata tzarich miyad lahatril yoytzeo. Ata lo yamchol amshuch psukei dezimra. Mipnei ze kashul yoytzeo. Aber im yesh lecha kavona mefurash, lo lahatril yoytzeo, ze besedah. Aber tzarich hakavona mefurash.
Mutar
lagid boruchu, if you have kavona, lo lahatril. Im ata rotze, lo rotze lahatril yoytzeo, az ata chayev miyad lahamshich.
לא, אם אני לא רוצה להגיד לצרורה, קצה ברוך
אז אתה צריך כוונו שאני רוצה להמשיך בפסוקי דזימה. כוונו מפורש. אז כן עונים, כן עונים. אבל ככה, בשלום מזרמן
אמר. איזה סימן,
אני אראה לבד. נון דלת, יו דלת. נון דלת, יו דלת.
You
mafsid everything. There you have kavono. He says that mafurish here. ואם כוונו עושה לברוך הוא שעושה את התפילה, נחשב כאילו, היתר ברכוס יוצאו, ולא יוכל להמשיך פסוקליזם, you can't come פסוקליזם anymore. You have to know what you're doing. If you come in later, you're still in פסוקליזם. Let's carry on. וכל שכן שעושו לבוי, שעושו לאחר ברוך הוא שהוא חייב גמור, the reason why they said Shema after Bishvul Eilu Shaloshim, they said, why did they say Baruch at the end? But people never heard Baruch. Therefore, they say Baruch after davening. But only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Lachutz, you never say Baruch after, you know?
But
I don't know why they weren't masaking Baruch at the end of davening.
Eidot HaMizrach, too.
Yeah. Right. They were not knowing. No, but in Chutz Lachutz. In Chutz Lachutz. They never received Baruch.
Maybe Sfardim do.
I don't know.
Yeah, we do.
In Chutz Lo'etz?
Yeah.
You say Baruch at the end of davening?
Yeah.
On Mondays and Thursdays you don't because you've
got it on the table. Yes. Let's go to Kof Aleph. B'bichosh leish leished at Tehillos u'misham yesh la'amoy. You sit down until the word Tehillos Yisrael. And then you stand up at Tehillos L'Kel Elyon. That's the minhag of the Maharil. I think it's a mistake here in the printing here. I looked it up there. It's not here. It's in Tzadik Hei Gimel. Tzadik Hei Gimel. We'll read it out to you. It's not. It's a mistake in the printing here.
In the
Ochus Yosha? It should be Mishnah Berurah Siman Tzadik Hei Gimel. That's where the halach is. It's not here in Nuntes. It's not there. Tzadik Hei Gimel. Tzadik Hei Gimel. Let me read it out to you.
Meaning Siman Tzadik Hei and then Sif Koton Gimel?
Tzadik Hei Gimel. One second, where did I see it here? Tzadik Hei Gimel. Maybe it's in the Mishnah Berurah here, where is it? No. Maybe I got it wrong here. Tzadik Hei Gimel. Again, here we are. In Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Let me read out to you the Mechaba. Yechaben Raglav Zeitzel Zem Yidam Shemanesu Yidam 2 feet together. Bekevon She'im Einam Ela Echot Lidamas compared to a Malach. Malachim put their feet together. If you're not capable of putting your feet together, then you put them a little bit aside. But the Maisa Lachatrila, the feet should be together. Pushmoine Esrei. Put the feet together. Whether you take the Mechaba means that you take 3 steps forward. We're not knowing. We take 3 steps back and 3 steps forward. Let me read out to the Mishnah Berurah. Now he said, "Avol min haga oylam leilech la'achu of 3 steps." Kosev b'darkei Moshe Maril hayanoig lamad b'shachris tefilas shemayne esrei. He would stand up at the words Tehillas Dekel Elyon. That's where you stand up, and you come forward by Goal Yisrael. I don't know. I often have this discussion when I teach in the seminary sometimes. It's better, I think, to be when you're there by God. It's not go out of Yisrael and take three steps forward, because there might be a gap in between. I always say, stand up for Tehillah, by Tzu Yisrael, take three steps back, and go out of Yisrael, you come forward, so that you're ready to start straight away, so that you can join together, go out of Yisrael to Shemoneh Esrei. If you're not able to put your feet together, so when Moshe Paskins, or stand up and leave it 2 feet apart, but the Chatzilah, you should put the 2 feet together. Okay, Makov base.
It's wrong to keep your feet apart?
It's not right. It's better to put the feet together. Literally 2 feet together. If you can't, then a little bit apart. Some people can't do that. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. It's too uncomfortable for them. Maybe women sometimes. Women also have the same halacha. But if they can't, I think I saw Mirba Moshe brings that a little bit separately. But Lechatchila, 2 feet together. Yeah. Okay, Kof base. B'kriya Shema Yoiches HaTzitzis B'smoilam. You put the tzitzis here between the Zeres and the Kamitza. You put the tzitzis in between here when you're saying Shema. And when you come to Parsha Tzitzis, you take them in this hand and put them here, and you hold them in between like this. You know, during Shema they're like this. When you come to Parsha Yitlein B'shtei Yodayim, you take them with your two hands and put them in front of your eyes by Uizem Oisai. So during Shema they're here, and the rest of the time, when during Tzitzis, you hold them in two hands and put them on your eyes for Uizem Oisai. These are not in Kabbalah, I imagine, by Oisai. Why should you do it like that? Imagine there's a great sodas in all this. Yoiches HaTzitzis Ad V'nechmodim La'ad. You hold the Tzitzis until the word La'ad. V'nechem La'ad. Until the word La'ad. Until La'ad. Like this. But many people don't do this. You're supposed to put the right hand in the left hand and the thumbs tucked in. That's like an Eved in front of you're supposed to stand like that. But many people don't stand like that. I think
so right hand on the
right on the left and the thumbs tucked in. Yona is malas malas vagodim and the thumbs tucked inside like this. Yeah, here, like this. Yes.
I've never seen that much.
There are people who happen like that. Yes. I think when Moshe stood there with his two hands by his side.
That's how I've seen.
Remember, I think that came from when he was called up to the Russian army. He said that when he was called up and he had to stand at attention in front of the officer.
I thought that was that he stood still. He had to stand still.
Stand still.
From then on, he stood still.
I thought it was.
That was the story that I heard.
Many people hold on. So long as you're not leaning onto something, they hold on. If the thing will be pulled away from where you are, that's not good. You can hold on to something, but not if it will be pulled away. Yes.
I once heard in the neighborhood of time that Shmuel, I'm surprised he didn't. I thought he was going to address it here. But in Shema, when you kiss the tzitzis,
you kiss them at tzitzis?
At tzitzis, but the second one you kiss at, Hakonaf. I heard in the name of Rav Chaim once again, the second time you say it is you don't say al tzitzis. It's al tzitzis hakonaf that are at the corner.
I don't know. I only kissed the tzitzis once at the end.
Not during the tzitzis.
No, not at all.
Only at MS.
Oh, no, even at MS I don't. Oh. La'ad. I kissed them at the end by La'ad.
Okay, fine.
Just at La'ad. But you think I saw that inside the Mishnah book?
Not 3 times.
Not during tzitzis. No, okay. Not MS. No. I don't. Just a La'ad. Put them down. I don't know. That's how I was always told like that. Never. You kiss them at each part of the tzitzis.
That's how I was taught.
Yes.
I heard it's tzitzis and then at tzitzis again.
Yes. I kiss them at lo'ad. At lo'ad, then I put them down. In most yeshivas, people do that as well. They don't kiss them at each part of tzitzis.
Okay.
I don't think Moshe Goldstein and Mordechai Goldstein also doesn't kiss them.
What about 3 times after?
Only lo'ad, that's all. Only lo'ad.
Yes.
I think Rabbi Yitzchak is Vachidas, but he only kisses them at La'ad, I think. But Goldstein doesn't. But Goldstein kisses them only at La'ad, I think, as well. These are Minhagim, and yes, I can't argue with these things, but okay.
Let's go on.
All the way down. Not just a nod, but all the way down. Like this. Koidim is like this,
yes,
all the way down.
Wow.
And Abach is like this, and all the way down. Supposed to be all the way down. Look what happens if you don't. It's an awful notion here. If you don't do that, if you don't do that after 7 years in the grave, your backbone turns into a snake. It's a gemara. It's a gemara. I saw the gemara inside in Gemara in Brachos. To bow down properly. Bow down properly. Bow down properly. And I was once in yeshiva, in Gateshead Yeshiva, and I saw a Talmid Chacham in a room by himself. And he was doing this all the time. Going like this. He was practicing. I saw him going like this. I saw he was practicing how to bow down.
But it's also pulling your head up first.
Yes, the head up for you come. Head up for you up for Hashem, no?
Yes.
Who Hashem Elokim. You come up. I think Rav Scheinberg said you come up straight up for Hashem, but you come up when you come up for Hashem. I think, or you come up for Hashem. I don't know. I once had a discussion about it with Hakabi. You know Hakabi and Halo, the chiropractor. He once told me.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, he was my neighbor there in Halo. So he once told me that he had this. He asked Rav Scheinberg. I asked Rav Scheinberg. He said, "You come up and you come up for Hashem Elokim. Come up for Hashem Elokim."
Used to live in the same building as me.
Yes. Okay. You're not allowed to talk after Shemoni Esrei until after Tachnun. No talking at all. Gimel Psios Kolechot Ka'orech Regel. Three steps you take back is the length of your shoe, I think it is. Lo pachos v'lo yoter. Tzorech lifso Gimel Psios B'kriya Achas. Like this, Rabbi Yitzchak. You go like this. You go like 1, 2, 3. Oy se shalom b'imayma. Hu ya se shalom oleinu. Ve'al kol yisrael b'imayma. That's oy se shalom b'imayma. No, you come back. You come back. Oy se shalom b'imayma. Hu ya se shalom oleinu. Ve'al kol yisrael b'imayma. That's how you do it. Yes. Okay.
To the right, to the left.
No, left first.
Left first.
Bow down as you come back. Three steps back. There's the length of the shoe, basically. Length of the foot. Length of the foot. I think that's how Kohenim used to walk, no? Kohenim used to walk. They never took big steps.
You're bowing down to Hashem's right hand.
Ken. Therefore, left first. Left first. Oyser Shana B'imav, and then to the right, Oleinu, the alcohol is into the front. Yes.
I've seen some learned people, they don't necessarily bow like that. They'll sort of come back down, and then they'll just look like that.
Yeah.
Like that. And then that.
It's not the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I've seen a few people who seem to be quite learned do that, but not many, but...
I once had a friend, a very cynical friend. He turned around to me, somebody, a very wealthy man in London, I remember, he turned around to me. It was a nasty thing to say, but he said he's on a nodding acquaintance with Ribbono Shel Olam, and he nods. He's a nodding acquaintance every time. Very cynical. He's nodding. He doesn't have to bow down. He nods to the Almighty. Typical English.
A high
cynicism.
Five. Yeah, give a high five.
A high five. Nodding acquaintance.
Oh, gosh.
A very wealthy, successful man. He's nodding to the Almighty. But you have to bow down each time. Okay. Maybe that's Lashon Hara, I don't know. But
we don't know who you're talking about.
No, you don't know who you're talking about. Okay. Kofches. You have to bow down. People don't know to bow down. You have to bow. Bowing is part of the Yavoda. All these things are crucial in Tefillah. And you know, if you do all the things physically right, you feel the aim of the Tefillah. If you do everything right, if you stand correctly, and shuckling already is a personal thing, but if you stand properly and look down and don't look around, or you put your hands like this, and you're careful, you feel the aim in front of you. I mean, you're nearby. Sorry? Halev nimshach apulois. That's the chinuch. Halev nimshach. The lev follows the actions. The lev follows the actions. Like if you say oshamnu, sitting in the deck chair with your feet up, you never have kavana. You never get there. If you have to bow, oshamnu bagan. If you stand for the physical actions help. Halev nimshach. That's the chinuch. The heart follows the, not the other way around. You can't do actions and then say the lev will follow. It won't. It follows the physical actions. That's the way it works. Kofres. Also, le dabe b'shas chazor sashatz. You're not allowed to talk during chazor sashatz. V'afilu loy metachanunim. You're davening, or lilmoid, or you want to learn a sefer. You can't even learn a sefer. V'haloy meid ha'koyre ha'parsha b'shas chazor sashatz. V'kaddish loy dai shelo yikabel scha. V'yikabel oynish. Can you hear that? Al kocha. V'al zeh ne'ma ha'be moishrei ha'ovoin v'chablei shov. I have a friend who learned by Rav Gusman in Netzach Yisrael. He said Rav Gusman stood exactly the same for Chazor Sashatz as he did for Private Shemayin Yesrei. Exactly the same. Followed every single word inside. Say Amen to the Brachos. We did this once before, we mentioned it. Saying if you listen to the Brachos and say Amen, I agree with that Loshen. It helps, you can have Kavona with Chazor Sashatz. But Torah Kozu Lo Tatzliach, and any Torah that he learns won't have success. And even if you did Shnai Mikra during that time, you're not Yotzah. People open a sefer and look at things during Chazor Sashatz.
They open their Gemaras.
Yes, open the Gemaras.
Yeah. I don't understand.
You're supposed to listen to it.
What? So,
you're supposed to listen to the words.
Is there a heter for people who do it, though, to dan the chafsos? Like, is there...
Like what? Like what?
I don't know if this relates to this, but whether...
what's the dan?
If you can see that there's at least 10 answering amen to the...
So I'm not included in it.
But he's still listening, even if he's still listening.
I mean, someone who has ADHD. He's all over the place. Yeah. So at least he has some sort of focus on something, or his mind would be completely somewhere else.
He can't stand still.
Yeah, I'm saying that he's...
If you concentrate on the words and say, I'm main to the bocha, and I intend to say the bocha, then that's the kavana. We learned this once before. Chazanish said, the mitzvah of tefillah is iyun. It's a concentration, is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the concentration, so he can't daven, never.
But what you're saying, the ikur is that he answers amen.
Yes.
But if he's looking at a sefer, is it a contradiction?
Yes, it is, because you're not listening to the bocha. Yes, it is. It's not, you can't, he talks about this. Let me read out to you the Loshon, I think. Kuf Kof Dalet. You have to listen to the bocha. Let me read out to you again and see. Here's the Loshon here. No. Here. Nochem. V'yanu omein acha kol bocha. Bein oisem sheyotzu yidei tefila, bein oisem shelo yotzu. U'bekavono sheyichaven limboi, emesi habocha sheberach hamavoicha. V'ani ma'amin bozeh. Lo yasiach sicha chulim b'shar shat shliyotzi b'chayzeh b'tefila. V'im soch. They bark at him from Shemayim. I go, teach your children to do this. I have to hear what the bracha is. You can't answer Amen. Mishnah Berurah talks about what you just said, Bracha. Someone, listen, I'm answering Amen, but it's not enough to answer Amen. To listen to the bracha. He talks about this here. I think he'll talk about here as well. You have to listen to the bracha. And we finished that one. Koftes. Hagoy meshmoine esrei. If you finish Manyasa, you don't turn around and stare at people. Why not? You finish Manyasa, you turn around and watch everybody else.
Because you're taking their concentration away.
You're taking their concentration away. You're disturbing other people. You don't look around to see who's around in shul. You don't turn around to stare.
If someone starts talking and you're still davening and they finished, they start talking, can you shush them?
If it's bothering
your davening.
Yes.
Click or something.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, that happens to me. I just bang on the stender. I just bang on the stender. Koftes hagoy mesh. Lamed. Huracham yesh lamed. For huracham, you have to stand up. For huracham. Acham, you have to stand up. B'tachanun yesh leishev ad v'anachnu loy neida. You sit down until the words manachem neida, but when you get to the words naase, manase, that's a minhag of to stand up manna. I don't know why. You have a siddur in the back. You just in manachem neida, manase.
There's three words.
I want to
say,
like, we don't even know what to do. Like, I don't have to learn enough to sit or stand.
Yes.
I'm happy on my
I have the same idea.
Manasseh, that's what we stand.
So
I
heard
that
you don't even know what to do. How nice.
So that's here I heard that you sort of sit up straight at Vanachnu.
Lo Neda. Then stand up.
And then Neda, you stand up. So you're in
three Manasseh. Positions. You stand up for Manasseh.
Below, your middle, and then you stand up.
No, no. You keep your hand down. You're only down until the end of Tachnu.
There
you just sweep them out. But you can sit down until the
word. Oh, sorry. No. So we're down. And then Shreima, you're sitting up.
Yeah. Right.
And then here at Lo Neda, you stand up.
For Manasseh.
I think the same idea.
For the, it's nice. What Eitan just said, yeah.
I don't know.
We don't even know what to do, so if we stand up.
We don't know.
Manasseh, what to do, what
to
do. Down, that's it. Lamed Beis. Mm-hmm. You can sit down, Ashrei Uvalid Tzion. But look what he brings down, the Minhag of the Chazon Ish, to stand up for Kedusha the Sidra. I never saw people's Minhag for that. Chutz mikudusha the siddur sheminagenu al piach chazanish lamod. Chazanish stood up for Ashrei Uvalid Tzion. I don't know, for Kaddish there. He stood up for that. Lamed gimbal aleinu yesh lam. You have to stand up for aleinu. Aleinu is a very powerful tefillah of Abayi Sai. It's a very, very choshevut. In the Zohar. The Zohar brings down, it's incredibly powerful. It wraps up the whole tefillah. We should want to have a shiur on that aleinu.
1500 years old or something.
Right?
Well, it's Yeshua, no?
Yeah, something.
1,500. Didn't Yeshua?
Around the guy
about
that.
So.
Yeah.
Yeshua wrote Alain? Yes,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's very, very, very old.
All these tefillahs, Elias, are very, very old. It's unbelievable, Messiah. Yeah. Legacy. Incredible legacy. The same words, you know.
They've been going on for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I teach in these seminars, I often tell the girls, you know, when you go into the chuppah, well, this is all from Sinai. It's all from Sinai, you know. Since it's all from Sinai, everything is Sinai. Two colors, Shteim Lecha Mishma, Sinai, it's unbelievable, the richness of the Masoros. Incredible source, you know, of making Shabbos and davening and Oymed Lifnei Abayre. It's thousands of years old. What a rich legacy we have, no? Ashreinu matzvot chalkeinu, unbelievable riches here. Now look at the next week, my voice. Ein tzurich, eilu tzurich, this is what you have to stand up for. Number one, Bol Shema. Number two, Vayboich David, Ashrei Mato Hashem Elokim. Number three, Ishtabach. Number four, Shemayne Esrei, from Tehillos. Kedusha, you have to stand up. Birchas Kohanim, you have to stand. Bein Kohanim, Bein Hashemim. I had a big discussion about this. You know, maybe you know yourself, I don't know the answer to it. Someone in the mir has just become an Ovid, lo aleinu, and he's davening for the Omid, and he says Birchas Kohanim silently. But I know, he says Yerachacha, so only the Kohanim can hear. But I don't know, and I'm not knowing like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, Omer lahem, you should say to them, and you hear the Birchas Kohanim.
They have to hear.
What happens here in the shul here? You hear the Birchas, you hear the Chazan. You hear the Chazan.
Depends on the Chazan, but I...
You should hear the Chazan say Yerachacha.
I thought I learned that you say it loud enough so that the Kohanim can hear it, that the Tzibur doesn't.
Don't have to hear it, it's not part of Chazoros HaShatz. I mean, that's what he said to me. I never saw such a thing like that.
It wasn't something to do with their bailers.
No, nothing at all to do with that.
I was also told
he just told me, Chaim Greinemann has said you should say it only for the Kohanim, but not by anybody. I don't know, but...
I was also told by one softly, but surely that... The still got to hear what...
I thought that, and it's Mashmah in the Mishnah Berurah as well. I can't look it up now, I don't know where the Makor is. I remember once learning that you should say it aloud for the Tzibur as well to hear it, hear what they're saying, yeah.
I once said it quietly, and then one queen said, you have to say it loud, I couldn't hear you. Yeah. And then another queen once told me that I should always wait until the Kohanim had finished saying
everywhere,
and the Tzibur has stopped saying
Amen. You have to hear everything.
So then I say the word. He said because if you're saying the word and they're not finished saying
Amen,
people get mubal.
Yes, you, know, you have to wait the Amen. Every word and every Amen. You have to wait till everything's finished. Yeah. Next, go on. Aleinu, you have to stand for. Now we take the Sefer Torah out of the Ohel Kodesh until it's back in its place, whether it's on the Bima or whether it's in the Ohel Kodesh.
On the bima, you stand?
You can sit down when it's being taken there. Until it gets to, either it's being put on the bima, you can sit down, or it's in the Ohel Kodesh. If it's traveling, you have to stand up. Until Mashanesa. Halal, you have to stand. I don't know what this Aleph is talking about. What is this? Kelechapayim. Birchas Mogen. No, ain't Kel Kel Chavai. I think he's right, Kel Chavai.
Kel Chavai.
Yes, yes. Birchas Mogen Ovois. That's in Shemon. That's in Leil Shabbos. By Chulu, you have to stand for Mevorchin Achodesh, Vidui, Kiddush Levona, Bihi Noyam on Motzi Shabbos. You have to stand for that pasuk. Yeah, I think also some people stand for Yosha B'Seisa as well. Yes, I don't know. Vihi Noyam, he says only here. If you're holding on to something, it's like sitting down, but it tends what towards leaning. If you're just holding on to something, it's not called that. If the thing which you're holding on to is taken away, you'd fall. That's called smicha. Kaddish, you have to stand as well. We're accustomed to stand. I don't know. Standing up all of Ne'ilah is very hard for people sometimes. Yom Kippur as well, people don't stand up everything. But we're noik to stand. But Moshe Feinstein was very makpid to stand up when the old kodesh was open. Always, I remember, if he had to sit down, he would go out of shul and he wouldn't, when the old kodesh was open.
Who is that sort
of Rabbi? Moshe Feinstein.
Yeah, Simchas Torah, you can't stand for the time.
Very hard.
The Sifrei Torah are always moving.
Yes, all they're moving, yes.
A lot of people are, it seems like
they're
a lot of people are making
a
about
it. Yes, yes, yes. Hard to stand up all the time. Kosra poiskim. Someone who doesn't come in to listen to Birchas Kohenim. Einal bichlal brocha, nebuch. V'lo domi la'amsha besodis. Not people who are in the field who can't come in. Kevin she'ena brocha chashuva be'enov. Very important to listen to Birchas Kohenim. L'avoy v'lishmua v'koshekein ha'boireach mi'beis ha'knesis lifnei Birchas Kohenim. V'al zeh nema v'lo chofetz b'brocha b'tirchak mi'menu. Yeah. I remember reading Rabbi Yisrael, Elia Lapian said that during Birchas Kohenim you should stand like this. Stand like this with your hands open, head down. And Rabbi Elia said, I think Rabbi Matthew also said that, your hands down, with your head down a bit, hear the bracha. That's what I saw. I remember Rabbi Elia had said that. That's how you stand. To be the honor when you, the anova, when you're listening to the bracha of the Kohanim. And with your hands open, that's what I remember reading from Rabbi Elia Lapian. Maybe it's a minhag of Kelm, I don't know. Look at this next one. People are very careless with this. Kol ha'psukim sho'imi b'shas ha'itzah ha'sepet ha'vachnosa v'hagba'osa yesh lo yisoid b'shas ha'poizkim v'achas v'shon ha'zalzah. People are careless about this. Like, for example, L'Hashem Ha'itz Moloya, L'Shabbos Mizma L'David, and Uvun Choyema. All these psukim are very careful. Rebbe David Lev Eliyahu by Rav Goldstein, he always takes a sitter all the time to say all these psukim out, not to say them by heart.
The Rebbe I've noticed he's taken, who? The Rebbe here, yes. He also takes a long time to finish.
Birch Shemei.
And for returning the Sefer Torah, he's been quite slow, meaning giving time for people to...
Yes. Is it time already? Oh, it's time. If Yaakov Edelstein said that when they do Birch Shemei, you should have look at the Sefer Torah when they open their own Kodesh. Look at the Sefer Torah. It's good for the eyes, he says. It's good for the eyes. Time up, gentlemen.